when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon. Good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio donors out there and all you precious Blood River Radio fans. And I'd like to welcome you to the program, all new people. We really don't have fans. We just have people that are family members we consider and people that are really concerned, deeply concerned. Some of them scared about the situation in the world, the political situation. We're always seems like one hair away from a nuclear war, but also we're the ongoing program of global white genocide. This is obvious. It's as obvious as a Roman candle being fired off inside of a dark coal mine. They're all worried about that. But I'd like to welcome you back to Blood River Radio, all you precious people. And again, to repeating myself, any new people, we're the only radio station I know of. The only media I know of in the world that we have dedicated ourselves solely to fighting the ongoing program, the ongoing war of white genocide worldwide. If people would just look around and see what's happening in any nation in the world that was used to be European, used to be white, including the United States, you can see that there is an ongoing war against white people here in the world. Anyway, I'd just like to say that. And like I say, this is we were shut down last week because of the storm. That brief note, as it turned out, it didn't hit as well as we thought, but we had to let everybody know. We had to let Jay and our producers know at least an hour before showtime what to do. So we played it safe. There was really hellish things going across the river, 70, 80, 90 mile an hour winds, tornadoes, hail, right across the river, and so we dodged the bullet there. But anyway, I just like to let you know that before I tell today is, let's see, today is April the 12th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. And we always say, and it's always true, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. That's it. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's it. That's all there is, folks. It's that simple. But it's a free gift, but you have to take that gift. If you don't take it, you know, it's null and void. Anyway, we always go have a little short prayer here too, before we announce our donors. If you will, people, bow your head. And I would really appreciate if you pray with us, because there's been a hell of a lot going on with Blood River Radio. We're just humans like you are. There's been sickness in the family. There's been injuries in the family, all kind of wild stuff. So if you will keep us in your prayers, we'll keep you in our prayers too. So anyway, if you will, bow your heads, folks. Almighty Father, Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Eddie Miller, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News, thank you so much, Lord, for staying with us all these years. We've been on the air since October 2012. You've been with us. You've kept us on the air, Lord, since 2012. And Lord, like I said, we are here for one reason, to do battle against white global genocide, and also, Lord, to do battle against your enemy. And who is that, those enemy? It's this Satan. It's Satan and all of his minions here on earth. I'd like to ask you to keep us going, Lord. Give us the wisdom to know who the enemy is. Give us the wisdom and discernment to know how to combat him. And most of all, Lord, give us the courage to never, ever to stop fighting ceaselessly and for your glory, God, for your name. And I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Also, Lord, I would like to ask you, I've got my notes here, Lord. I forgot I'd like to say a special prayer for the McMichaels, for Miss Leah McMichaels, the mother and wife of Greg and Travis McMichaels, who've been locked into prison for 5 years now, Lord, 5 years, just because, for no other reason, that they were put in by communist woke judges, communist woke prosecutors. They were intimidated by a communist woke black BLM and Antifa crowd. Lord, please, some kind of way, Lord, do your miraculous work and get those people out of prison and all other white political prisoners that are in there because of racial, so-called racial crimes and political crimes, Lord. And Lord, if you see fit not to get them out, please give them the grace to get through there and also the grace for their family members that are suffering immeasurably. Help them get through that, Lord. And ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, dear people, we also go to the donors. And we have three of them this week. We have Frank White of up north of the Mason-Dixon line. We've got O'Harrell of Jonesboro, Arkansas. Biscuit from the swamps of Florida. We got Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ. And they know who they are. And I'd like to thank them so much because without their money, it costs a good bit of money to keep us on the air. It's more than you probably think. So I'd like to thank you so much for keeping us on the air. And thank you for backing us up, people standing with us. People, tonight, now we're going to a quick outline. We have a wonderful man on. He works, I don't know anybody that outworks him. He's like me. He's had health problems, but he just keeps slugging away. He's like me. He's not a teenager anymore. And by the way, last Sunday was my birthday, my 78th birthday, and I'm still trying to get to shape. I'll be doing New York Marathon number 7, November 2nd. November 7th, I'm supposed to do New York. Then December 5th, I come back and run Memphis. God willing is a testimony to God. But if God will stay with me, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Anyway, the fellow I'm talking about who's been through thick and thin is Lee Wilson. He is a detective. Of all the detectives that the defense team in the state of Georgia could have picked to work with them in the Travis and Greg McMichaels case, they picked Lee Wilson. He just recently got off of a big murder trial. That's just pretty much standard fare for him, but I'm going to shut up. We're going to go, as you guessed, we're going to talk about the McMichaels travesty, where they were misrailroaded into prison. I think the one of the district attorneys down there was put into prison because they wouldn't go along with the communist plan down there. So anyway, Lee Wilson, how are you doing tonight, my brother?
Hey, Eddie, thank you for having me. I'm doing probably better than I deserve. I can complain, but after all these years, it doesn't make any difference anyway. So I'm all good. I hope you are.
Well, I'll tell you what, we keep soldiering through, and you might still notice I've got this hack, and once I get through, I got to have a heart ablation. All of our people listening to our radio program know this. I've scheduled before too long to have a heart ablation, and once I get that done successfully, I can get off of half of this stupid medicine that's making me hack and slowing me down too bad. But we all have things like that we have to just soldier through, don't we, Lee? We just have to keep going, brother.
Absolutely. You know, you suit up and show up and do the next right thing, and it seems to work out most of the time. But, you know, we do have obstacles we have to overcome, and the McMichaels have probably fought a bigger obstacle than most of us combined have done in our lifetime.
I couldn't imagine that. And I was talking to Miss Lee, I think last week. I invited her to come over the program. She's been on once or twice, but I won't say where she is or who she's with, but she was with her precious relative, and she had to go on the road to pick him up. And she told me that's one of the two things that keeps her alive. And I tell you what, I'll let the audience know, she cannot speak. I've never heard her speak more highly of anybody than she does of you. And, Lee, and the lawyer, the main defense lawyer died. I mean, it's just, and you were sick for a while. It just seemed like the devil is throwing every roadblock in y'all's path he possibly can. But, you know, when we come back, we'll be getting ready to, well, we're going to have another break, about another minute before we go to our first break. I thought, of course, it's up to you. This program is yours. We can start giving our new people coming on and some of the old people that listen a brief history of what we're talking about, this case between the McMichaels, a brief sketch of what happened, what went down. And then we can talk about, if we get time, you know, as time flows, as it unravels, the hellish trial that went through. I think they had Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all these people there intimidating the jurors. And I hear the music now, Lee. When we come back, I thought to set it up. We can take off with that and just go on to other things we have about the precious McMichaels. Be right back, people. Hang on to your seats. We got Lee Wilson, private detective, coming up for the McMichaels. Hang on to your seats.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing managed IT services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with managed IT services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I was just conversing with Lee Wilson during the break, and I'll tell you once again, just in case you're just now signing on, Lee Wilson is a very hard-working, tough detective in the state of Georgia. I'm really proud to have him on. He just came off of a big murder trial. That's why I talked to Lee, I think about 6 weeks ago, Lee, it was, and I know you were right in the middle of this hellish murder trial. And it might even be going on, but if you want to, you can give us a look before we go into the McMichaels. Tell us a little bit about that murder trial. Like, I know our listeners would love to hear something about that.
Well, thank you, Eddie. The trial actually ended this past Thursday. Yes, Thursday was a week ago. The trial itself didn't last but about a week, but there was a great deal of preparation leading into it. It was an incident that occurred at the client's daughter's wedding. Guy got too in, he drank too much. He wasn't invited to the reception, but it was a New Year's wedding and on the family property, and a guy came as an uninvited guest. They didn't ask him to leave because they'd known him for years, but as the night wore on, he took some liberties with some of the guests, touching them inappropriately, making inappropriate comments, and he was asked to leave. And as he was asked to leave, he objected, and they escorted him to, a couple of guys escorted him to a vehicle where they thought he was going to leave. Instead, he went for a gun in his truck, and chaos broke out, and the client that I work for, tackled him, put him on the ground, secured him, thinking he had had a he had gotten a gun, but instead, in about a minute and a half, he died of positional asphyxiation. The DA in that area subsequently charged him and three others with murder. Our client was acquitted in 36 minutes after a trial.
I'm glad that he was acquitted, Lee. I certainly am. That is great news. But I'd like to let people know that because I'm very proud to know you. I'm very proud to have you as well. I count you as a friend. I'm very proud to have you on here because you've done it. I'd like our people to know Lee is doing this pro bono because there's not enough money. I mean, it would take somebody literally probably like Fred Smith to do one of these trials. I mean, I have no clue, but it's got to be up in the millions now because this, you know, I was doing a little bit of research, Lee. I realized this incident with Greg and Travis McMichael happened in February. It's been over five. It was 5 years in February. I was just shocked. It seemed like it's gone.
Yeah.
But before we get started into the meat, about how much do you think county attorneys, and you can't just go to court. You have to pay money. They charge the people, the taxpayers, they charge us through the yang. So about how much do you think this costs for the McMichaels have been out so far? Plus, and you, I know you're working pro bono, the attorney pro bono, and it'd be great if you say something about the attorney who died just for his honor. But anyway, what about that, Lee? About how much do you think it costs if y'all had to pay all that?
Well, I mean, this would be $1 million offense, and people say, wow, $1 million. But, you know, when you've got two defendants, you've got four attorneys who working for each, you've got expert witnesses that you have, mental health experts, use of force experts, an investigator, court transcript. I mean, if somebody wanted to do this right and get a fair and impartial trial with a competent lawyer, you could easily spend $500,000 to $1 million. Now, I say that to tell you that Lee McMichael cashed in her retirement money, raised what she could to try to have her husband and son to get a defense. We did cover the expenses, which were $200,000 total during the trial, but that doesn't include the ongoing appeal, but nobody got paid. And that's okay. I continue to be work on the case because one thing is if this happened to them, it could happen to any one of us. If you are somebody that cares about your neighborhood, do the next right thing. I think many of us would have done exactly what they did. Had no idea the outcome would be what it was. That was never their intent. There was never race part of this. It was a guy that had been terrorizing the neighborhood. The police had been unable to identify, been unable to catch, even though they'd be called multiple times. And all they were trying to do is just detain him or keep their eyes on him until police arrived. And it was a tragedy of epic proportion, but it damn sure wasn't malice murder.
Got that right. And he's talking about this fellow named Ahmaud Arbery. And you know what? It's been a long time, but I still remember researching. He had a rap sheet long as my arm. You know what? Matter of fact, Lee, if memory serves, he was even had an altercation with the police. He was carrying a firearm on a public school ground. That's just one of many things he did. He was known as a serial shoplifter. Go ahead, Lee. Yeah, but, I mean, the guy was violent. Yeah.
He was, and he had been diagnosed roughly 2 years earlier than with what they call schizoaffective disorder. And his had this feature with auditory hallucinations, and it's documented in his mental health records, although the records themselves are now sealed. It's come out publicly, so I can discuss it. But I've seen the records myself. He had schizoaffective disorder, which made him actually, you know, obviously he had mental health issues, but he had auditory hallucinations that told him to rob and hurt people. All of the signs and symptoms, if you look up schizoaffective disorder anywhere and you look up signs and symptoms, Ahmaud had every one of those, and he exhibited every sign and symptom that day of February the 23rd, 2020. Greg and Travis were not arrested immediately. They cooperated fully. But there was some backlash in the community. The mother got some of the civil rights folks involved in it, and they pressed and hollered, and Ray came and said that, you know, they didn't believe the police investigation. And you got to remember, we were in the middle of COVID. This case was always going to go to the grand jury. Normally, that's what happens. You have a death where no matter what happens, but police may view it as, you know, let the grand jury decide whether it's a prosecutable case or not. So they, but the courts were shut down. But when the mother and some of the people that she brought into the case raised enough hell, they the governor of Georgia sent the GBI down. And that's my opinion, mine only. I don't, can't read the governor's mind, but with one directive, arrest those men and put them in jail. They were fearful of civil unrest because they had not been arrested quick enough. You mentioned at the top of the show about the DA. DA Jackie Johnson, she, at the time, Greg McMichael had worked for her as his investigator, her investigator for, well, for that office's office. There was a prior DA who became a Superior Court judge before Jackie took over. But he worked 30 years in law enforcement with a exemplary record. He had zero, and I can't even emphasize enough how important this is, 30 years in law enforcement and had zero complaints in his jacket. I was a law enforcement officer 25 years, and I probably had one the first week. You know, it's just yes. A field where people complain on you. But he had zero. And the man did not fire a shot. He was on the phone when 911 the shooting occurred. He's today sitting in a 8x8 cell doing life without parole.
You know, that is just incomprehensible to me that he could, like you said, the man, he's talking about Greg McMichaels, the father of Travis. And you know what? I've heard even the blacks down there were, you know, praised him. He talked about his character. He, you know, he'd never done anyone any wrong. He'd never done anything that could be what they call racist. He'd never done anything vicious, anything vindictive. You're absolutely right. He had no weapon in his hand. And they still came after him. You know, Lee, I don't remember, but was the health records, the health history of this Ahmaud Arbery, was it allowed to be presented in court as evidence? I don't remember if the judge allowed that or not.
The judge ruled it was inadmissible, and of course that's one of the grounds that we're looking at on appeal with this. That will be part of the appellate process. There's two appeals going on. Not only did they convict them in state court, but then they and gave him life without parole, but that didn't suit the family, and they lobbied the former administration to prosecute him federally on civil rights violations and hate crime law, and there was absolutely nothing that tied that case with hate crime. I can tell you with 100% certainty. Greg and Travis had a, obviously, it didn't turn to a shooting, but they had a white gentleman that they suspected of crime in their neighborhood, and they called and did a very similar thing, held him so the police could respond and identify him some 3 months earlier. You know, they were just good neighbors. You know, it was all documented, but the judge severely restricted our defense. He gave a version of the citizen's arrest law that was, we believe, or I believe, that will be instrumental in hopefully getting this case overturned on the state level. But you mentioned the attorney passing. Yeah, a longtime friend of mine. In fact, my office is located in the building where his office was. We were 30 feet from our doors, for 30 feet from each other. But he, after we had the motion for new trial hearing in October, he fell ill. He was, and he ended up passing away in December. So now we're in process of getting new counsel.
We got to go to another break, Lee. When we come back, I'd like to mention him again because he was a very honorable man and deserves mentioning, deserves honor. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats. This will be a 5-minute break.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Round one is over. Both sides have agreed to hold more talks next week. U.S. and Iranian envoys meeting for several hours earlier today in Oman to discuss Tehran's nuclear program. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says even before Donald Trump was elected in 2016, he said he would never allow Iran to build a nuclear weapon.
And he said repeatedly, publicly and privately, over the last couple months, that he can allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He'd like to do so with a deal, which would be better for everyone. But if we don't have a deal, there will be bombing.
Israel has completed construction of a new security corridor that cuts off the southern city of Rafah with the rest of Gaza. Also at townhall.com, President Trump is open to bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A federal judge told a government lawyer it was extremely troubling that he had no information about the whereabouts of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A day earlier, the Supreme Court said the administration must facilitate the man's return to the U.S., and President Trump indicated to reporters on Air Force One he would do that if that's what the justices want.
If the Supreme Court said bring somebody back, I would do that. I respect the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the president will host El Salvador's president at the White House. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Rough conditions in parts of China, high winds and the threat of sandstorms prompting Beijing to cancel hundreds of flights and closing down public parks to avoid injuries. Throughout the nation, flights and train service have been shut down. Numerous parks, games, and various outdoor events have also been put on hold. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
Hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
former sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Blood Grip Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. This is a riveting case. Also, I'd like to say hello out there to Courtney of Alabama. I know she's listening. And because she's been, she's really been hanging on in this case. She was really sad and shaken up by what went on with Mac Michaels. She's, feels in her heart for Miss Lee Mac Michaels. But I told her that you were going to be on tonight, Lee, or today. What is today here now? And she was guaranteed she's listening. So I'd like to say hello to Lee. If you, and I'd like to say hello to Courtney. Lee, just say hello to Courtney because I know she's one of your fans.
Hey, Courtney, I hope you're doing well, and thank you for your support here. We need all we can get.
She has been. She's in there. She knows Mr. Buddy. Of course, Mr. Buddy passed away. He supported everybody. But, you know, I'd like to just give another shout-out to the attorney that was your best friend for years and years and years. I'd like to just honor him, people to think about the many people that have come forth, and like Lee said, I'd like to emphasize that y'all haven't, they're not getting paid. They're not getting paid. And before the show's over, we need to go, not only the Mac Michaels, but y'all have to eat too. Some way, if we could get more donations poured into y'all. Because you know what, like Lee said, people, this could happen to you in a microsecond. I think about it all the time when I go downtown. Memphis is a very dangerous city. I don't know if it's true or not, but Memphis in any given month will be rated the most dangerous city in the United States. I ride my bicycle right down through the middle of what they call the hood. I call it the slums because I grew up in the slums. And down to the river, do my stairs. See, that can happen to me anytime. That can happen to anybody. You defending your home, defending your car, defending your family. You could shoot some scum trying to rape your wife, and you wind up just like the Mac Michaels. I think, is that an exaggeration, Lee, or am I telling the truth?
No, you're telling the truth. In fact, I had an incident in my very own. I live in a 55 and older community in South Georgia, and I had an incident a year and a half ago during the summer, and I'm not going to get into what happened, but it was a very similar situation where a strange gentleman was in the neighborhood. He's walking around in the heat of summer with a flannel shirt on, with a shoulder holster, with a 44 Magnum, 6-inch 44 Magnum. Mid-20s, didn't know him, and I'm a 55, and I'm probably the youngest one in here in my neighborhood. There's about 50 homes, and I did walking through the neighborhood, and I reacted like many of us, I would think, did. The way I was raised, you look after your neighbors, you try to figure out who he is, contact the police, have them come check him out, because he didn't belong. He certainly was not a tenant here. Was it illegal? No, but it was certainly suspicious.
Yes, and I've been in incidents. Thank God I didn't get in trouble, but I won't go into tell about what happened to me because it's taking too much time. But my family was threatened, and it can turn you on a dime. This prosecutor down there. I was going to say, let's talk a little bit about that starting in the trial. If I'm not mistaken, that judge, I don't remember his name, but he opened up. I was just shocked and stunned. The judge would come up and he said something, if I'm not mistaken, I'll just kind of paraphrase it. It goes something like this. He's talking about Ahmaud Arbery, a nice gentleman, a nice Christian boy. He was a dreamer. He had all these dreams and aspirations. And now this is a nice Christian boy whose dreams have been cut short. I mean, a judge? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and I have no experience, but the damn judge is supposed to be partial. So the trial started off like a damn gulag prosecution to start with. And Lee, you can expand upon that and tell the people about the tremendous intimidation that the jury had to suffer through. They had Jesse Jackson in there, and all the other race pimp. He's been to Memphis before. Tell us a little bit about, and you talked about what was going on outside the courtroom. Talk about that a little bit, Lee.
The trial was began in October 2002, and it was held in Glynn County in Georgia. You know, as most jurisdictions, the trial generally is held in the venue where the alleged crime occurred. I say alleged because I still don't see it as a crime. But nonetheless, the state of Georgia in Glynn County spent several million dollars on security during that trial, although you didn't see any of it. The defense had no assistance in getting in or out of the courthouse. I escorted Ms. McMichael by myself in and out every day to and from. But the DA had an entourage of security, as did the judge. The courthouse—it's an environment that, if it wasn't so damn serious, it would be funny. I mean, it was circus. They had vendors out there selling hot dogs, drinks, T-shirts, on the courthouse property. And then you had a certain element that walking around in military style, kitted up in all black, bulletproof vests, new Black Panthers on some of their logos that they were wearing. Others didn't have anything, but they were all similarly dressed, and they strolled around the courthouse, around the whole courthouse during the trial with a bullhorn, all of them carrying a semi-automatic rifle, or appeared to be a semi-automatic rifle. I had no knowledge of any of them being converted to fully auto, but you wouldn't know unless it was fired. They were all carrying pistols on their side. The bullhorns, they were constantly standing in front of the courthouse, feet from the courthouse steps. No justice, no peace. At one point, they brought a hearse on the back of a flatbed truck and patrolled around the courthouse, and it had the McMichael's name inscribed on it. And then there was another time they brought one that had George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor. Yeah, it was a very intimidating sight for, somebody, a juror, for example. Even though the judge did do the best they could to keep them from it, but we know they were exposed to it. The point being is, there was no semblance of anything remotely fair about the environment we were in. The rulings given by the judge were all pro-prosecution, for example, keeping out Ahmaud's history, his medical history, and to me, his mental health explained why he charged a guy holding a shotgun. The state would have you believe it was fight or flight. A sane person doesn't run at somebody with a shotgun and try to take it from them. But Ahmaud did, and if you look up schizoaffective disorder and his actions that day, they're parallel. There's no distinction. But Judge decided, in his wisdom, decided that the jury couldn't hear that. They could not hear about his numerous run-ins with the law, his several arrests. He was out on bond on an obstruction case at the time. He, several years early, had brought a gun to a high school basketball game, and an officer was injured in the attempt to arrest him then. Fortunately, no shooting, but also broke his leg. During that, there was another case in Burke County, which is when Ahmaud was at his grandmother's house about 2 years before. Police were called to him peeking in some windows in broad daylight, and they chased him to his grandmother's house. And he told the officer that if he take off that badge and gun, he'd whip his ass, and it's all on video. He was very sick. I mean, he was very volatile. His mother... his 911 calls where his mother had called 911 on him, fearful of him. But none of that was heard by the jury, or the media certainly didn't report 99% of it. And that's one of the things that is so upsetting about this case, is the fairness of the narrative that went out with this case, and also the ability to even get anything remotely to what you would term a fair trial. The state came in with unlimited resources to try and convict these men. And, you know, the defense team did everything. I thought I worked with some of the finest lawyers you'll ever have, but they were berated by, their colleagues for this case, because we were going through a time in this country where any affiliation with any unpopular topic would get you, canceled, I guess was the word they used back then. And it took a toll on a lot of people.
That's just, I don't know why those people even bothered to go to law school, because it was supposed to be, maybe I'm just naive and living back in the 50s and 60s, but it's supposed to be truth and justice. The Superman thing, I know this is kind of sound kind of corny. I know Superman used to come on back in the late 50s when I was a kid. The truth, justice in the American way, you're innocent until proven guilty. I mean, but that's all out the window. These people that go to law school, they just trashing their other lawyers for defending. Everybody deserves their day in court. But anyway, we're going to our last break this first hour, Lee. Hang on your seat. Got a few questions I want to ask you. God bless you for coming here. But we'll be right back to you, Lee, as soon as this commercial's over with. Be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Red River Radio family, the travesty that's going on with the Mac Michaels, it's happened many, many times. I can't remember the policeman who killed a drug addict up north, George something or another. But anyway, it gets me so upset. I can't even think straight. But before I go back and make a few comments about the danger that Lee Wilson was in, the danger that the attorneys for the McMichaels were in, how they were castigated and shunned by their own fellow legal community, when I think those people, any lawyer that would do that, that would criticize another lawyer for taking a defense course of case, he should be disbarred because I'm not a lawyer, but I know that you're innocent until proven guilty, by God. What happened to that? But anyway, I'd like to emphasize a little danger, but we'll go to that. But before we do that, we need to get Lee Wilson's website out. We need to get how they can get donations, because I like to say once again, Lee Wilson has not been paid, if ever. I don't know if he ever got paid, but he hadn't been paid in years. His case has been going on for 5 years. They're trying to get to appeal. The lawyer, one of their best attorney, the one that Lee was best friends with, he died. I mean, it's just been horrible on those people. They're not getting paid. So go ahead, Lee. Tell us, give any information you've got, how they can get in touch with you, Ms. McMichaels, how they can get you money, anything you want to do, brother.
Well, first of all, Eddie, thank you, but it's not about me getting paid. I'm in this. I don't want or need a dime. Lee McMichael cashed in her retirement. She's 66 years old. Every dime she had, there was some help from some anonymous friends. You know, this was one of those but. In other words, there were so many people that said they wanted to help or they would help, but they were scared to be affiliated with some, even their relatives. She was shunned. She sat in that courtroom day after day, a federal state trial with just me sitting with her. But, you know, it takes money to defend these cases. The expenses alone in that first trial were into six figures. And, but, you know, we got most of those covered, and I've been fortunate that, I can make it if I don't ever see a dime here. But it's not, we've got to hire people to defend these people and get this case, first of all, through the court, Georgia Supreme Court, where I believe strongly they'll be granting a new trial. And if that happens, we're going to have to start this whole thing over again with getting defense counsel to represent them. We cannot depend on the public defender to give them a righteous defense. We've got a public defender appointed to Greg's appeal, and I've had several conversations with him, and he is, his heart's not in it, let me just put it that way. So I'm now trying to help get another attorney to step in for my friend that passed away, Pete Donaldson. And not many people will take it. I mean, it's a 10,000 page transcript just to read the trial transcript. But anybody that wants to know more, there's a website. It's McMichaelTrial.com. It's singular, McMichael Trial, TRIAL.com. McMichaelTrial.com. You will probably get a warning that you're going to a dangerous website or something. That is Google's algorithms, and I can assure you that that's BS. Click past it. You can't find this website by doing a Google search. They blocked it. But it is there. It will tell you the full unvarnished truth. And the second thing I'd like to ask your listeners to please consider doing, and I know that we're all in tough times, but folks, we need some help financially. If anybody can contribute, go to there's a Give, Send, Go. It's the only website that would actually host it. A platform where we could raise money. And I want to point out that the Arbery family collected almost $4 million after his death through GoFundMe and other sources donated. We didn't collect a dime before that other trial. It was shut down. It's too controversial. We tried to put up a billboard. They would not put it up on I-95 going through Glynn County. And all we wanted to put was want the truth and put the McMichaelTrial.com website address. That's all we wanted to do. And the company that owns the billboard turned it down. Would not accept it. And, we're being shunned everywhere we turn trying to get the word out. So we appreciate Eddie giving us a venue where we can, or I can at least encourage people. But go to Give, Send, Go, look for Travis McMichael. And there's a way if you can, see a way to donate, if you can pass it along to anybody. All the money goes to the defense to the defense of Greg and Travis. I don't have any control over the money. I don't touch it. My name's not on the account. There's Ms. McMichael and a family friend monitor that and disseminate the money. But there is, and there, you'll see that we've raised some, but it's all gone to pay expenses from the trial. At the end of the trial, I was $20,000+ in expenses, but I did get my money out of pocket. So please, 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 if you can pass it along, tell anybody you know, send a link to it, your friends and family. We would be, on behalf of Mr. McMichael, be very grateful for any help.
Yes, I really appreciate you doing that. I know it's you're pouring your heart out, and I know it's said, I'll just repeat myself again, but Mr. Lee Wilson here doing this pro bono. He's not getting any money out of this. And if you see, he just gave out the Give, See, and Go information for the McMichaels. And people, I'll tell you what, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but the very fact what Lee just told you, it's almost impossible to get any information out about the truth of what really happened in this trial because we all know who owns the media. We all know who controls the whole damn thing. And it's a total war. It just proves if you're white, and I'll say in the United States and even in the world now, in Europe, and you have a bullseye on your target. We're trying to be globally exterminated. I mean, this what Lee just got through saying. If the man, the Ahmaud Arbery, had put, I forgot what, $3 million? Listen, another case.
Close
in fact,
to
I
to
said
$4 million. Close to $4 million.
And we have another black who just stabbed a white high school track player down here in Texas. I think I sent that to Lee. And it's someone, what, yeah, a week ago? And in a week, the black perpetrator, and listen, he didn't say when the police arrested him, said they're arresting an alleged killer. He said, I ain't alleged, I did it. He's already has 300,000 have been raised by these stupid white people fighting against their own people. But anyway, I just like to get that out there. And even though we're out of time, I'd like to go back and say one more thing. When Lee, I'd like to point this out, to further tell you how we're being, to the war against white people, when Lee went in to the courtroom with Miss McMichaels, and she told me several times how she just praised Lee. Lee waded through that army, this army of armed people with combat fatigues, bulletproof vests, AR-15s, shotguns, the works, chanting with, you know, a hearse with the McMichaels name on it. Chanting, you know, they're going to burn the whole damn town down if they don't convict those people. And the lawyers, the prosecution and the judge had unlimited amount of security. And the defense, Lee Wilson and Miss McMichaels had to go through that hell without anybody. And I'm going to put this as a point, too. And I said this during the break. If Lee Wilson, if they'd have been attacked, if he'd have come to the aid of Miss McMichaels and he'd have had to kill one of those ne'er-do-wells, then I submit to you, Lee would be in prison right now with the McMichaels for defending Mrs. McMichaels. And I don't think that's an exaggeration at all, Lee.
Well, you know, I think that at the times we were in right then, people are coming to their senses and we're getting back to just common sense and standing up for our neighbors. But at the time, yeah, I certainly would have had to mount my own defense, you know, but truth is, I don't know how much I could take care of, you know, by myself. But the point being is, you know, the fairness of the situation, you know, a right to a fair trial by jury appears as fundamental to the Constitution in this country. But the Constitution is being, you talking about canceling something out, there is an effort afoot and has been to cancel the Constitution. That there's no such thing as fair and unbiased trials. There's no such thing as a judge being fair and making sure the defendant's rights must be paramount. You're supposed to be innocent till proven guilty. Tell me, from the day those men were arrested, do you see a news article anywhere that suggested innocence? All the way through the trial, no. They've been suppressed at every turn, and I know you're talking about Chauvin and George Floyd, you know.
George Floyd, yes.
Yeah, that case, I've got my own thoughts on that. I wasn't involved in that case, but I've watched some stories on it. In fact, we're working with somebody that produced something in the George Floyd case trying to get some exposure.
Well, we run completely out of time for this hour. We've got to transition to the second hour. You're very welcome to stay on for another segment if you'd like to. It's strictly your call, Lee.
Sure. Sure, I'll stick around a few minutes.
Okay.
With you, Eddie. I don't know how long, but I'll stick around a few minutes.
Okay, we'll hold you on for one more segment then, Lee. Be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.